Hello.
Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Aya. May I have your zip code?
I'm sorry, where?
Your
Could you
zip
repeat?
code?
Zip code 48323.
All right, and your name?
Jim McDonald.
MC Donald.
Yes.
Here. I'm not locating an account with this zip code and name. Could there be a different one, perhaps?
Nope, that's the only one we've got. I've got an order number, if that helps.
Sure, I can try it.
2585-28370.
I think I got you. Confirm the address for me.
That's 4323 Crestdale. West Bloomfield, Michigan, 48323.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. So the reason I had problems locating is you put McD as the last name.
Okay.
All right. And I do have the account located for the Wi-Fi booster with the gadget store. How can I be of assistance?
Well, you sent me the Wi-Fi booster initially, and it was supposed to come, with an RJ45 cable. It did not.
Okay.
So we called and spoke to someone there, and they said, no problem, we'll send that cable out to you. But what they did is they sent me another booster, again without a cable. But in addition to that, they tagged my Visa card for a $45 or $47 charge that I would like to have reversed.
Okay, so let me see. I'm trying to see what cable you're referencing.
Okay.
To my knowledge, you would just utilize a standard.
You know, I was going by what it says on the package, and the package says, I don't have my glasses, but it says, find that in the fine print. Bear with me, okay? But the cable is almost secondary to my problems now as far as...
Well, I can explain the reason you have that billing as well, because the Wi-Fi booster was given to you as a gift where you just pay shipping for signing up for the membership fee, get you your $125 gift card, and the $49.97 I'm showing has actually been attempting to collect since back in December 18th or back on December 18th. And I'm looking at the site now, and it looks just like a standard cable. Let me see. I mean, just a moment. Let me have my supervisor check that, okay?
Yeah. I could tell you where you can find that information if that helps you.
Yes.
On the side panel of the box that it comes in, it says package contents, Wi-Fi router, RJ45 cable, and user manual. That's what it says on the box.
Oh, it's on the box. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, I know exactly what's happening here. Okay. So you probably have a bad lot. They're probably shipping from a bad lot. There may have been a glitch in the warehouse. Let me give you support's email address so you can take a picture of the lot number and send it to them. Let them know this is the second one you've received with no cable so they can send you from a different lot.
Okay. Ready when you are.
Yep. That's going to be support at... Bye.
Added. Spelled out or just support and the
ampersand? The little swirly thing.
Yeah. Okay.
By, B-U-Y.
B-U-Y.
Top. Consumer. Deals. It's a deal of the day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But with an S.
With an S, okay.
Dot com.
Okay.
Now, regarding the membership fee, because the gift card has already been sent, I did ask my supervisor what we would be able to do about that. Let's see. Now, it does renew and get you your gift card each month, but regarding this past month, I would be able to apply a 35% discount to it, and that'll reflect back to your account within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
Well, I didn't request any membership.
Well, no, sir. When you signed up for the Wi-Fi booster, that was being provided to you because you were signing up for the membership. That's why you had to check the box that stated you were 18 or older and read, accepted, and understood our terms.
I see.
But, it gets you your $125 gift card each month until you do decide to discontinue.
Well, let's discontinue it right now.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'll still get that 35% discount issued in the form of a refund for you regarding this month's billing for you, okay?
Okay.
And you got their email address, so shoot them a picture and let them know, hey, this is the second booster I've gotten with no cord, and send them the routing number on it, or not routing. You know what I'm trying to say, the lot number on the box.
Yep. So let's go back to my billing to make sure we're on the page. So
sure.
I got billed in January only for that $45 or whatever it was.
Yes, December we did attempt quite a few times, but all of the December attempts were unsuccessful until that January 6th one, and that'll be the one and only one, and then you're going to get a 35% credit on that to the account in 3 to 5 business days from today.
Okay. All right. I think that's pretty much all I need to know.
All right. Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Thanks so much for calling customer support.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.